current state on 90.5 WKAR. Wednesday means it's time for our weekly Neighbors in Action segment. Today we look at the Northwest Initiative, which offers an array of programs and services to improve the health of neighborhoods on Lansing's west and northwest sides. Here to tell us about what Northwest Initiative does, Executive Director Peggy Vaughn Payne. Welcome back, Peggy.
Thank you for having us.
And a former client turned volunteer turned employee, Vicki Smith. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you.
Peggy, give us an overview of the services Northwest Initiative offers here.
Sure. We provide a variety of emergency and basic needs services to lower and moderate income residents in our expanded territory. And we also provide a variety of empowerment programs to help lift our families out of poverty.
Okay. Well, and let's clarify the territory you cover.
Sure.
What neighborhoods, what part of town?
Well, we've expanded. So our northern border is Sheridan Road and then kind of Grand River. So to the north, to the west is Waverly Road. To the south is the Grand River. And to the east is Larch Cedar. So we've got four zip codes, 48906, 48915, 48917, east of Waverly Road and 48933.
Vicki, how did you first learn about the Northwest Initiative?
Through a friend. She took me to food distribution.
And how soon after that did you become a volunteer?
Just a few months, and then I saw they needed help, so I volunteered.
What kind of work do you do, or did you do, as a volunteer?
I helped check in people that were getting food distribution and then sent them in to get their food.
And I understand you were involved with something called the Arrow program. Is that right?
I help Arrow clients. I help them find housing. I help them with making Medicaid applications, food stamp applications, or Ingham Health Plan applications.
That is a wide variety of services here. Let's go a little deeper on Arrow. This is A-R-R-O, Peggy.
Sure.
What does that stand for?
That's our Advocacy, Resources, Reentry, and Outreach program that really works at assisting and helping ex-offenders who are coming back to the community to have a successful transition, as well as an adult diversion program that we have with Ingham County Courts, where we're seeing 25 to 30 people every week for about 12 to 15 hours.
How big a piece of the pie is the Arrow program?
Arrow program takes up about a third of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many ex-offenders are you serving right now, let's say? About.
I'm going to say it's probably ongoing in a given month, 30 to 35
Wow.
through the diversion program, and then people who are coming straight out of long-term jail stays or prison.
And how do these people come? How is it they come to you? How do you connect
Yeah.
with them?
Yeah, well, the folks who are coming out of prison have generally heard about us, or our flyers are in the prisons, and so they hear about us, and they may make contact and write a letter before they get out of prison, and so we're one of the first stops. The folks who are in the diversion program have been court-ordered by the judges to either participate in this program or go to jail. So many obviously opt to come to participate in the diversion program, and that's where we really help them to figure out what got them to this situation that they're in the first place, and to help them plan a new kind of line of attack to get their lives back on a positive track. So the next time they go before the judge, they're able to tell about, you know, the steps that they've taken to improve their life.
Is there a particular service that you offer for this population that you serve that really is the meat and potatoes of what you offer?
It's providing a lot of that emergency kind of basic needs, but then we can go deeper. We can help them with glasses or clothing for a first job. We can also help them, like she said, with housing. We've helped them with getting birth certificates, to get identification, to get their driver's license, everything that, you know, they may have had before, but because they've been incarcerated for over 4 years, it's expired. So we have to go back and recreate the person many times because they don't have any previous, you know, records or anything.
I imagine there's some anxious people that you help through
Yes.
some very transitional times in their lives.
That's so correct. And they're generally very appreciative because, you know how you would feel if you lose your license. Well, if nobody has an ID, it's very hard to get a job without an identification, a Social Security card. So those are the things we work on to make them feel whole again, to help them get back on their feet.
I'm speaking with Northwest Initiative's Executive Director Peggy Vaughn Payne and Vicki Smith, who used to volunteer with the organization and is now an employee. Vicki, after volunteering for a while, you were asked if you'd like a job at Northwest Initiative. Were you looking for a job at the time?
No, I retired in 2010, so I was not looking for a job. I just wanted to fill my time, so I was volunteering just to have something to do during the day and stuff. And so I was not looking, but...
So as an employee, what's your role there now?
I'm an outreach assistant, and I fill out Medicaid applications, food stamp applications, Ingham Health Plan applications, and it's not just for Arrow. It's anybody who needs it can come to me, and I can help them fill them out and get them started on the right track for that. And I help with housing with Arrow, but I've also helped other people who have needed apartments or something because they were getting evicted or they were homeless, and so I help them find places to go to get jobs.
Sounds
or to get
rewarding.
Houses.
Sounds like rewarding work. What do you enjoy most about this?
Helping people. I love my job. It's the first time in my life, and I'm 65, and it's the first time in my life I have loved a job, and I love this job. I just love helping the people and being there for them.
Well done. That sounds rewarding. Peggy, is there a client or family you've helped at Northwest Initiative whose story illustrates the purpose of the organization?
You know, we have lots of success stories. One that comes to mind is a young guy who's currently in our Aero program, in the diversion program, who was really kind of, and he's 20s, somewhere in the 20s, who really had a difficult time growing up. His mother was drug addicted and had probably legal, illegal. But anyways, he just didn't know how to really live on his own. And so we've been able to help him to get a job, his very first job, and at a local retail store, which he seems to be enjoying, helping him to get his own place. So that was a big step for somebody who never had to really fend for themselves ever.
Right, right. How many staff members do you have? How many volunteers do you have?
We have currently on staff, we have 9 full-time staff members. We have 10 part-time staff members, and we have upwards of 325, 350 volunteers throughout the year.
How many years has Northwest Initiative been around?
Since 2000.
Okay.
Yeah, for a while, 16th year.
And I'm intrigued by your comment that you've expanded your territory. How did that unfold exactly?
We were having a lot of people who were coming to us for our food distribution and some of our services who were technically outside of the river and our boundaries. And so we said, you know, if there's a need, which there was, obviously, we said we might as well just go ahead and expand our territory so that, you know, we're meeting our mission, which is to help the people and not have to turn anybody away.
Well, that's pretty encouraging, actually. It shows you can expand your mission and help even more.
Yes.
Do you have a need for volunteers now?
We do. We do. We have our Weekend Survival Kit program that's going really strong. Last year, we did 10,176 supplemental food kits that go to children in 8 Lansing schools. This year, we had our first one. We do 15 a year. Last Wednesday, we did our first one, and we packed 795 kits. Our first packing last year, we did 450. Mm. So there's obviously still a need for children and hungry children in our community. And so these supplemental food kits feed enough meal or has enough food to make 5 to 6 meals, feed 1 to 2 children. And we know a lot of times it's also feeding other members in the household.
Vicki, what sorts of qualities or skills would you say you should have to be an effective volunteer at Northwest Initiative?
To love people and to want to help people.
Mm. Peggy, I understand you've just received a new grant. Tell us about that and what you're going to do with that.
Well, I won't say the name of the grant because they're supposed to be announcing it today, so I don't want to steal their thunder. But we've been, you know, working on food access in our territories for many years. And one of the things that we've noticed was that a lot of our people with the expanded territory had a difficult time getting to our west side, our seasonal west side farmers market. And so we started thinking a couple years ago, what can we do to get food into the people that really need it? And so we started, came up with the concept of a mobile farmers market. And so it's not new. Other communities have it. But this is going to bring food directly into some of our more vulnerable food desert neighborhoods. And we'll also offer cooking classes. And it'll be all designed so that the stops would be made and everybody in the area would know exactly when it would be. And we're very excited about it. We'll partner with like Allen Neighborhood Center's Food Hub and Also, the Greater Lansing Food Bank's Roots program, so that we're going to be supporting local farmers, buying produce from local farmers, keeping the money in our economy, and really helping our families.
How can people support you and keep up with what Northwest Initiative is doing here in Lansing?
They can support us. They can call us if they want to volunteer. It's 517-999-2894. They can go to our Facebook page. They can make donations to us. I'm always looking for groups, especially to come volunteer for the backpack assembly, because that is, we need 30 to 35 volunteers to do that. And can always use cash, because it costs about $3,500 for each assembly that we do. They're $4 a kit. So we don't have the funding. We have to raise the money to be able to provide that service.
Where are your headquarters?
We are located, we moved last year, so we're located on the second floor of the First Presbyterian Church building, right at the corner of Ottawa and Pine. So right close to downtown, across from the state buildings.
Vicki, how long do you think you'll be a volunteer?
Says I'm not a volunteer now. But.
I'm sorry. You've morphed into an employee. I temporarily forgot that.
As long as they want me.
It sounds so rewarding. I imagine you'll be there as long as you can.
I will be.
Very good. I've been speaking with Northwest Initiative's Executive Director, Peggy Vaughn Payne, also employee Vicki Smith, who's a former client and volunteer with the organization. Continued success. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org and put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or tweet us at WKAR or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.